This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have the life of Avraham Avinu. The life of Avraham Avinu was nisyonos, was tests, one after another. Asara nisyonos, 10 tests. The Mishnah in Avos tells us, Asara nisyonos nisnase Avraham Avinu. 10 tests. According to the Rishayim, the third of the tests was Vayira Ba'aretz. Hunger. It was hunger. After Lech Lecha, he comes to Canaan, and right away, Vayira Ba'aretz, there's hunger. Vayered Avram Mitzrayim Lagur Sham. Avram has to go down to Mitzrayim. Kaved harav baretz. It was very strong, the strong hunger. The mefarshim speak out the double lashon vahirav baretz ki kaved harav baretz is to point out that it was mutter because theoretically one is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, but if it's kaved harav, it's a very strong hunger. A double hunger, then he's allowed to leave to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Mitzrayim, even though he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosh. So the Nisayin of Ahirav Ba'aretz in the Mefarshim, it is described as the Nisayin of Panosa. The 10 Nisayinis, as numerated in the Rav and other Rishayinim on that Mishneh, besides for the actual Nisayin, the Rishayim, the Mefarshim interpret the Yisayid of the Nisayin. And the Nisayin of Ahirav Ba'aretz is interpreted, it's defined as the Nisayin of Parnosa. And so we would like to speak about today Parnosa and the Nisayin of Parnosa. And as I look around, I see that everybody's krechtzig. I speak the word Nisayin, Parnosa. All of a sudden, you see on everyone's face, they identify with the issue. So let's discuss the Nisayin of Parnosa. What was the Nisayin of Ahirav Ba'aretz Parnosa? If you look at the Ramban, Rashi, there's a machlekes. Rashi learns that the Nisayin was Shalahira Achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Came to Canaan. So the first thing, Harov, but the Rebbe Yishon promised him, Lanoscha leteivascha, I'll take care of you. This is how you take care of him. This is how you take care of Avraham Avinu. So he could have thought, Hirel, he could have had thoughts, questions, and he didn't. He went down to Mitzrayim without question, without thoughts of complaint. The Ramban is chelik on Rashi. The Ramban learns that actually Vahirav Baretz, that Avraham Avinu made a big mistake in this one. The Ramban learns chet gadol chata Avraham Avinu. He did a big sin in this area. Yeah. Rashi learns it was an Nisayin and it was one of the 10 and that he passed it. Because if it's one of the 10, we know Avram passed all the 10 Nisayinis. The Ramban says, no, this was an issue. He takes issue with Avram and the Vayira Baretz. He shouldn't have done it. Why? Says the Ramban, he should have relied on the Rabbeinu Shleilam and not leave Eretz Yisrael till and if he was told by the Rabbeinu Shleilam to leave. And the Rabbi never told him to go. So this was a mistake that Avram made to leave. He should have remained in Canaan, and he should have been Beteach, trusted the Rabbi Shleilam. The Ramban also adds that he put Sarah in Sakana. The trip to Mitzrayim didn't have no consequence. It had consequences. Look what happened to Sarah. She was taken. Sakana. He had no right to put Sarah into Sakana. We have to explain this Ramban a little bit. L'chaira, there's an inyan of ishtadlus. I mean, what should a person do? If there's hunger, and like I explained to you, the Brisker Rav talks about it, the double lashon, kikaved, or Rav Boritz, to emphasize that it was mutter, la'locha, to go to Mitzrayim. So then what was the problem? Chet gadol chata. What should a person do? Should a person not be mishtadel? Should a person not do what he could do to feed his family? I mean, there's hunger. So that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go to Mitzrayim because of the hunger. Right? Why is it a chet gadol chata? So the truth is, we could say that the Ramban is l'shitasei. The Ramban has an interesting shita that hishtadlus in general is meant for the simple people. Tzadikim don't have to do any hishtadlus whatsoever. The Ramban speaks about the inyan of going to doctors, and he says doctors and hishtadlus. Tzadikim don't need to do this. A tzadik is able to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam and directly get refuah, healing from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't have to go to a doctor. Verapo, yirape, that the doctor becomes the mediator. It's a form of ishtadlus. They bypass this ishtadlus, the doctor, and go directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Yedua, the stipler, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, felt that he wanted to be on this madrega that the Ramban was talking about, to not be mishtadl, to go to a doctor. And at the end of his life, he was makpid that the doctor shouldn't intervene. To the point that where he needed intravenous, he refused to take it. He refused. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, all my life I relied on the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want it directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. No mediator, no ishtadlus, like the Shita of the Ramban. Like the Shita of the Ramban. Tell him that they don't, he doesn't know. Like the Shita of the Ramban. Like the Shita of the Ramban. The stipler, when he passed out, he went to semi-coma, so the doctors went and put in an intravenous. When he woke up, when he got up from the coma, he had a sudden awakening, and he noticed that the intravenous was in his arm. He pulled it out from his arm, angrily. I don't want any intervention from a doctor. No ishtadlus. So the Ramban maybe is l'shitase, that the Ramban says tzadikim shouldn't be mishtadl. If the Ribbono Shel Olam tells you to go to Mitzrayim, you go to Mitzrayim. And if not, stay where you are, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of you. This is above our madrega. We do have to be mishtadl. We're not holding it to madrega, the Ramban, madrega of the stipler. But I believe that the second point in the Ramban is relevant to us. The Ramban says, and also, he shouldn't have put Sora in Sakone. You know, Rabbi Isai, Parnosa, Avada, we have to be mishtadl. But I believe that we have to take heedance, we have to take zehirus to the second point of the Ramban, that it shouldn't be on the cheshbon of the family. To put the family in sakana, sometimes sakana ruchni and sometimes sakana gashmi. You're right, Sarah was in a sakana ruchni and gashmi. She was both, physically and spiritually. The family sometimes in the sakana, maybe not gashmi, but ruchni. Why? The father is mishtadl and panosa day and night. He comes home late from work, and he doesn't have time to learn with his children. And what's his thought? I have to be mishtadl, I have to do parnosa. Yes, parnosa, but not on the cheshbon of being misak and putting in danger your family. So it's true that the first part of the Ramban may be not relevant to us simple people, so to speak. But the lesson that should be taken from the Ramban's second point is relevant. even though we're mishtadl, and like I explained to you, this is the nisayin of parnosa, and therefore you have to mishtadl. Yes, but not to put your family in sakana. Avram was taken to task for putting Sarah in sakana in his hishtadlus. In his hishtadlus to feed his family because of the Rav. This is the Ramban. What's Rashi, Rabbeis? Rashi learns that the Nisoyan was that he could have thought thoughts of complaint to the Rabbeinu Shleilah. Now there's two ways to understand this. We could understand this that he could have complained. Where is the Lanos L'Tayvascha? The Rabbeinu Shleilah, you promised me that it's going to be good for me. This is what you call good? Well, maybe we could say, maybe deeper in understanding to what the hero that could have been, and that Avraham was not Maharer. What was that hero that could have been? What was it that Avraham could have thought and that he didn't, and that was the Nisayon that he passed? There's an interesting Medrash. The Medrash says, Rabbeinu Shloim was telling Avraham, I take good care of you. I protected you. I fed you. Look, there was hunger, and you went down to Mitzrayim. It's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Rabbeinu Shloim protects the tzaddikim. Look, look, Avraham Avinu, look. There was hunger, no problem. You went down to Mitzrayim. Something needs to be explained here in this Medrash. If anything, it's the other way around. That's what you call feeding me. Fakert, Avraham Avinu could have thought, you weren't feeding me. Look, you made hunger. And that's what I was learning, Pasha, that the hearer could have been, this is the lanoscha, the taivoscha, this is what you call taking care of me for my good, for my benefit. You made hunger. You starved me. I had to go down to Mitzrayim. Whole goof of the Medrash calls the Rabbi Yishlam taking care of Avraham and feeding him. So is it a Rav, a Nisayon, or is it the opposite, that the Rabbi Yishlam is taking care of him? It's a Meritik of Medrash. The Medrash says that the Rabbi Yishlam is taking care of the Tzaddik. You see that the Rabbi Yishlam sends him down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a good thing.
Open the window. Open the question. 45 degrees outside.
Mitzrayim was a good thing. Mitzrayim was a bad thing. From the Medrash's Machma, that Mitzrayim was the opposite. The Rebbeinu Shlom taking care of Avraham Avinu. Yeh Rabbeisai. You hear the questions. We're trying to understand the Nakuda, the point of the Nisayin of Ahirav. Like I explained to you, it's the Nisayin of Parnosa. So according to the Ramban, the Nisayin is maybe not to do Ishtablis. That's not for us. We paskin that you have to do Ishtablis. But the second point of the Ramban is relevant. He stabs, but not on the cheshbon of the family. Sakana tisara. Rashi learns shalahir. He could have been complaining about the situation. So pashat is to complaining because Rabbi Yishlam starved him and didn't feed him when he promised to take care of him. But the Medrash is mashma the other way around. That Rabbi Yishlam is telling him, "Look, I take care of you. Sent you to Mitzrayim." How do we understand that the Nisayon was he didn't complain? He wasn't Maharer when whole goof with the Rabbi Yishlam saying, I'm taking care of you by sending you to Mitzrayim. Another Shaila. Satmar Rav in the Sefer Divrei Yoel asks, what is the point of Nisyonos? It's a very nice question. Life is meant for Nisyonos. Ein lecha adam she'ein lo yisurim, ein lecha adam she'ein lo Nisyonos. You look at the Mesil Shesharim, the Mesil Shesharim writes, life is all Nisyonos. It's an Hakdam in the beginning, the first Perek of Mesil Shesharim. The Oishim Mitzarecha, the Oini Mitzacheni. It's all Nisyonos. Life is about Nisyonos.
Life is a pain.
Zezok the Mesil Shesharim. Chazal say there's no person that doesn't have Yisurim, doesn't have Nisyonis. That's what. Why is this so? What's wrong if a person would come to this world and be happy and enjoy and not have difficulties? So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim, starting from the Rambam. The Rambam Meir Nevuchim discusses the reason for Nisyonis is to show the world that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and his Tzaddikim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and his Tzaddikim are united in the sense that even though the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sends the Nisayon, the Tzaddik passes it. The Tzaddik passes it. Yeah. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam looks and takes Tzaddikim as an example. Here, look at the Nisayonis, look. So you see that they have real love for the Eibishter. You see that people can have real Yirah Shamayim. Look, they pass these tests. To take a lesson from them. Yirah Shamayim and Avas Hashem. So says the Rambam Meir Nevuchim. Sfasemis explains that that's the root word of the word Nisayin. What is Nisayin? Ness. Ness can mean when you take something and you put it as a statue. Like a degel. The ness of a degel means that you fly the degel that all should see. This too, the tzaddik becomes like a flag. He becomes the example, the symbol that all to see. Look, Hashem is real because you see tzaddikim are able to be moiser nefesh for the sake of the Eibishter's name and his honor. So it must be a real thing. When someone has chassidim, you know when it's a real Rebbe? You know when you know the chassidim are ready to jump to the fire for the Rebbe. That's a simon that the Rebbe's tzaddikim who have people who are ready to jump off a cliff. Oh, that must be serious. So if you have tzaddikim who are really ready to live lives of nisyonis, of difficulty, for the sake of the Eibishter, that brings out Kedusha and Kavod and Gadlus HaBayir. So learns the Rambam. Other Rishonim discuss that it's about bringing the potential of a person, a Lamaisa, to become impractical. Every person has a lot of potential in him. There's a lot of Koiches, so you need to work it out. When he works it out, then it becomes Lamaisa. So Nisyonis is a form of a workout to bring to the surface the inner koiches and midas and mailas of a person. Many Rishonim learn like that. Others learn that the reason for nisyonis is nahamad kisufa, that in order to earn olam haba, we have to earn it. Earning means it should be difficult and we have to work hard to get to it, otherwise we didn't earn it and we won't appreciate it. It's a whole different mahalach, Muhammad Yisuf. More or less, these are the three shittas and the Rishonim and the Achronim. Why do we have this Yainis? Either, like I said from the Rambam, to show the world, look, someone could stand for the Eibishter so strong, it must be the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is real, the Torah is real. Second reason is, in order to work the person out, Yisurim is Memarek, makes a person, it works him out, that he should be a complete person. The other pshat, why we have Yisurim, is Namadik Yisufa, that we should come and earn our Olam Haba, like this, we'll enjoy it. The B'chaim Vital and others discuss this topic. Okay. Frek the Satmar Rebbe, if the whole Kavaneh of the Nisyonis is to show the dairis, the people that come after, that the person was serious about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Avodas Hashem. So if it's something that Shelo Hirer, that he didn't think, how does anyone know that? If he does something, for example, he jumps into a fire for the Eibishter, okay, so everybody sees that. But how do we know for the generations what went on in Avram's mind, that this becomes, a lesson? See, look. So the truth is, Chazal tell it to us, so then we'll know it. You can come and say that the fact that Chazal tell us that's what went through Avram's mind, that becomes the lesson of the Nisayin. But I would say a little differently, Rabbi Yisrael. I think that the Pshat in the Nisayin of Vayera Avram Mitzrayim Kikoved Arav is not what so much he thought, complain and not complain. It's that he actually went down to Mitzrayim because that's what the Eibishter wanted from him. It's not in what he thought. Shalohir isn't what he was thinking while he was going down. Shalohir rachim idoisim, and then he went down. Nachama Rabbi Yisrael, I'll explain it one more time. I have a simple question. And that is, how do I understand the Medrash that seems to say that the Rabbeinu Shalom was actually feeding Avram? He was protecting Avram by giving him Rav and sending him to Mitzrayim. You look at it, it's the opposite. If anything, one could see it and say, well, what do you mean? If I care, you're taking away his parnosa. You're starving him. And the Chiddush is, he didn't complain. Second question is, the fact that he didn't complain in his thinking, how does that become a lesson for the people years later? Yes, after Rashi tells us that that's what happened, maybe. But from the Nisayin itself, from the Psukim, you don't see it. You see that he wasn't Mahara. How do you know? Like, he rubbed, he went down. So we have to go to the Rashi that says, oh, you know, while he was doing it, he wasn't Mahara. In fact, the Satmar Rebbe, so then how did this become a lesson for the generations after? Oh, you see how much he loves the Eibishter. So I'm answering the following, Rabbi. So you hear? It's not what he thought when he went down. It's the fact that he went down. You know, a person can have a job. He's very unhappy with the job that he has. He could be in a job thinking to himself, you know, this is not for me. I wish I'd be doing something else. So you know what? That person has two options. He could stop doing what he's doing and sit home and wait till he finds something that he wants to do. And then there's a person that says, if this is what the Eibishter sent me to do, I'll do the job because this is what the Eibishter wants from me. What bracha in the morning do we say from the Birchas HaShachar that talks about feeding and parnos? That's right. Shasal Kol Tzarki. Did you notice that? How do we use the lashon? Did we say shenasali mezainus? No. Shasali kol tzarki, all my needs. The Rebbeinu Shloim knows what you need, and he fits your parnosa to your needs. The job he sends you down, the path, the job that he gives you, must be for your needs. It's something that fits you. I believe that's the Sha'osali Kol Tzarki. She should say, Sha'osali Mezainis, he gave me to eat, he gave me to drink. Nah, it's more than that. Parnos is not only the actual feeding, it's the matziv that the Rebbeinu Shalom puts the person in, and he needs to be in that matziv. For his neshama, the nisyonis that he has in his parnos is meant for him specific. Sha'osali Kol Tzarki. And that's a tremendous nisayin. The nisayin of accepting. The nisayin of accepting the lot that the Rebbeinu Shalom put for me. If you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, Ezeu Ashir, Hasimeach Bechelkei, Chofetz Chaim used to say, it doesn't say Hasimeach B'mashi Yeshli, he's happy with what he has. Should say, he's happy with what he has. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and if he has nothing? So he's not happy. No, he's happy anyway. Why? He's sameach b'chelkei, that the Eibishter gave him this lot in life. Part of Ashirus is not accepting the amount of money you have or the amount of money you make. but it's accepting the lot in life that the Rebbeinu Shloim chose for you and how you make your money. Ezehu Oshir, ha seimeach, not b'mash yeshloi, b'mash shemasig, what he earns, b'mash shemarviach, and if it's a little, he's happy with that also. But rather, it's ha seimeach b'chelkei. Chelkei includes the specific parnasa that the Rebbeinu Shloim chose for this person. The specific parnosa, the specific job, career that the Rebbeinu Shloim chose for this person is also part of the Sameach Bechelkai. It's part of the Sh'ol Sali called Turkey. The Rebbeinu Shloim knows what you need. And so, he chooses the path in life, the career that you must choose. Soon we'll talk, how do we know which is the career that the Rebbeinu Shloim chose for us? We'll talk about that in a few moments. But this is the Nisayim by Avram, Vahirov, Boretz. The Medrash saying, Rebbeinu Shloim is telling Avram, I'm feeding you. Fakir, I'm not feeding you. The hunger wasn't a form of taking away sustenance, taking away parnasa. The opposite. It was a way of being mefarnes you, because I know that you had to go to Mitzrayim. So I rerouted your parnasa to Mitzrayim. So Avram's passing in the Nisayin was shalohirer the halach leMitzrayim, that he went to Mitzrayim. It's in the action of going vayirov vayered vayirov boretz. The pasuk actually does clearly state what the Nisayin was, and as vayered Avram Mitzrayim, it's that he went down to Mitzrayim instead of staying where he was and saying, that's not for me to go down to Mitzrayim. I can't go out. Rebbeinu Shloim promised me I'll stay home. I'll figure out already how I'll be in the fireness myself to my appeasing, to my wanting and enjoyment. No, the Rebbeinu Shloim wants something else from me. The Rebbeinu Shloim wants me to go down to Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shloim wants me to go down to Mitzrayim. And so, I will go down to Mitzrayim. So the Nisayin wasn't Shlaihirer necessarily what he was thinking, but the actions that he took as a result of his thinking. And that is Vayered Mitzrayim, and that the Pasuk clearly states. And that's something that we can take a lesson to Doris. That if the Rebbeinu Shloim says go to Mitzrayim, and that's where your sustenance is, and that's where your parnos is, you go to Mitzrayim. This Rabbeisai is Nisayin. Nisayin means a test. If we do what we want to do, or we do what the Eibishter wants us to do. Parnasa teaches a lot about a person's inner Yiras Shamayim. How a person does Parnasa. How a person behaves during Parnasa is a textbook, is a lesson of who the person is and where he's holding Yiras Shamayim. A Yiras Shamayim accepts it because the Eibishter wants, and that's what he wants of me, and that's what I'll do. And that becomes the Nisayin of Ayered Avram Mitzrayim, and that Avram went down to Mitzrayim. The Nemala Rabbi Yisrael, the end. In Perik Shira, what is his Shira? What pasuk does he say as Shira? Noise lechem l'chobasar kili oilem chasdo. That the Eibishter gives bread. The one animal, Rabbi Yisrael, the entire animal kingdom, that works the hardest for his parnosa, is the Nemal. Chazal tells Marn Ervin, Oisiv Bakai, it's Lachma, Lechon the Malatzel, go learn from him. Why? Because in the Mola, they work hard. They work hard, constantly bringing their bread. Unbelievable. Huh? And yet, what is their Shira? From all the animals, their Shira is nice saying, Lechem Lechon, you give it to me. Unbelievable, huh? From all the animals. And the answer is, and the explanation is, that the Nemola is saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, I understand you gave it to me. You want me to work hard for it. You want me to work very hard for this. Yet, I understand that's what you want, and that's how you give me parnasa, so that's nice lechem, I praise you for that. Imagine a person would work constantly to make parnasa. Yeah? So he's thinking, Rabbeinu Shalom, you didn't give me parnasa, look, because I have to work so hard. I wasn't blessed with parnasa. And the answer is, and the truth is, no, you are blessed with parnasa. But the Rabbeinu Shalom chose your method, your mahalach, how to get your tzinor on how to get the parnasa through amelus, through a difficult. Avram's parnasa was given to him. Not that Avram Hashem took away his parnasa. Hashem was giving him parnasa. Hashem was feeding him through an isayin, through a difficulty of ayered mitraima. The nemola works hard. But he understands that's what the Eibishter wants, and that's how he's giving him parnasa. It's not that the nemola is getting his parnasa. No. He's receiving his parnasa. He receives through the amelus. Through the fact that he works hard. That's how the Rabbeinu Shalom is feeding him. How does a person know? How does a person know what the Rabbeinu Shalom has set out for him? It's a good question. So I saw Satmar Rav Zecheinu Levracha in the Sefer says that a person has an inclination of what he needs and where he has to go to receive his parnasa. The Rabbeinu Shalom feels that you need a specific object, so the person is moved. Something within him guides him to that. You know, I always thought about it. You know, you ask a person why he chose a certain part, a certain field. You know, most people will answer, I don't know. I just felt. You ever see usually that's the response. Well, I don't know. I always wanted to do that. I mean, you always wanted to do that. What made you want to do that? Rabbeinu made you want to do it. A person is guided. And we listen to the simanim. You know, unfortunately, not everybody does. Some people ignore where the Rabbeinu Shalom sends them for parnasa. Why? Because we're selfish in a certain way that we want to dictate how we get our parnasa. We want it this way. So therefore we say, you know what? It seems I should be getting parnasa. I'm not going to go down that road. But maybe that's what the Eberson wants.
Do you always want to be a rabbi?
Who says there's parnasa in it? You're assuming there's parnasa in being a rabbi. The point being, Rabbi Isaac, you have to learn to listen. To listen. To what the Eibishter wants from us in our life. Parnasa is strictly that, as I soon will explain. And if you don't follow the whole yisoid that I'm trying to build here, we'll repeat it in a few moments in the entire picture of it. You know, parnasa became about as a klal. It's a curse. A curse based on the Eitz Hadas. Which means, because Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, parnasa became a difficulty. What's the connection? Why? Because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, did this become the klala? Maybe he should have had a different klala. Since he ate from the Eitz Hadas, you'll have a sore throat every time you eat. Like this, you'll have punished for eating the Eitz Hadas. I mean, why did this become the Bezeas Apecha, unless you come and say, the difficulty of eating, here you ate, so the difficulty of eating... Huh? Here you ate, you lusted to eat. So Rabbi Yishon said, okay, now you'll have a hard time eating. It's got to be better than that, a little bit more than that. So the Alter von Kelem is Masbir, that the Pshat and the Bezeas HaPechel is in direct correlation to the sin of the eating of the Eitz Hadas. Because the Eitz Hadas in Gan Eden was Kulei Nes. They were fed. Everything but Nes. Chazal even tell us the Malachim came down and made steaks. Mamish steaks. Delicious. Mamish fried, delicious foods. Frada Marisha. Yeah. He was given Mamish a full cuisine. Full cuisine in Gan Eden. So that was a Nes Goli. You didn't take that. You didn't absorb that. You didn't appreciate that. So now you'll have to get a Nes. Hidden B'Tech Teva. Parnassah is Nes B'Tech Teva. Parnassah is Nes B'Tech Teva. It's Teva. You go to work, you make money, but if you really dig deeper, it's a tremendous Nisim. So since the Nes Golui, you were Mamayas, you were Boyet, you kicked it, you didn't accept it at when you had it, so now you're going to get the Nes B'Tech Teva. Covered, hidden in the Teva. I would say maybe a little bit differently, Rabbi Yisrael. Eitz Hadas is Sivei Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael said not to. Like the Lashon of the Pasuk, is this true that you ate from the tree that I commanded you not to eat? Eitz Hadas was listening to the command of the Rabbi Yisrael. Adam sinned and didn't listen. The one area in a person's life that he must listen to the Eibishter is in Parnassah. Because there is no other way to get it. Only if the Eibishter wants. Chazal tell us, Bane chaya mezayna. Lo yibimazit tal yamilsa. Ella, it's mamish mafteach is biyada kodesh baruch. The Rebbe Yisrael directly gives it. You know, a person can be mishtadl and things work, things happen. Bunny, nobody's convinced that he makes children. Right? You're right. The act is brought about through the act of procreation. That's true. But nobody in his right mind thinks that he creates a child, right? He understands that's the Rebbeinu Shleilu. Chaya, tell me, does a person believe that his life is dependent on him? You can eat your vitamins from today till tomorrow. But if the Eibishter wants you to live, you live, and if not, you... Nobody in his right mind believes that he has the hishtadlus of life. You're right. We do exercise. That's being mishtadl in the chaybahem. And in the schus that we do, shmiras haguf, the Rabbi Nishalem protects us. And if fakir chas v'shalom, if a person would go in front of a car, you know why he dies? The mefarshim asks for a kasha. Why is he? He shouldn't die. And the answer is because you put yourself in a matzav of misa, so you aren't mekayim the shmartim and afshi seichem. So for that, you deserve to die. It's not about your actions. Bane chaya, and the last thing is mezayna. And what does that mean? People think they'll be mishtadl, they'll do. And the truth is, nothing about parnos is about your shtadlus. It's not a direct correlation from the shtablus that brings about the parnosah. Usually it's the opposite. The more the person's mishtabl, the less it works out. Doesn't Sometimes the less you mishtabl, the better off it works out. The Yad Hashem and the tzivui of what Hashem says should be is clear in parnosah. So in the Eitz Hadas, you didn't listen to the tzivui Hashem, Zakhtar Rebbeinu Shleil. Now you're going to listen to what I want. Now you're going to understand what it means. I said. Because if it's not I said, you won't have. If it's not I said, not Bana, not Chaya, not Mezayna. This was a direct tikkun, if I could use the word tikkun, or a lesson to be learned from the chet of the Eitz Hadas. I told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Now you won't eat unless I tell you to eat. Unless I give it to you. You took what I told you, not what I didn't give you. Now you're going to only eat what I've given you. B'zeyas apecha toicha lecha means, what is b'zeyas apecha? It's not there to be gotten. It has to be earned. The world was given to you. to feed. The Rabbi Yishim says, take, but don't take this. So you took what I didn't give you. Now you can understand that you can never take only what I did give you. Pizeas apecho techa lecha means that the Rabbi Yishim is saying you can't just walk out in the street and you're going to have food. It doesn't work that way. You would have to earn it. Now, how do you earn it? I told you many times, schusim, Torah, mitzvahs, that earns parnosa. I told you over from Rebbe Lopihan that he once asked a Talmud of his, what do you do for parnosa? So he said, Rebbe, I go to the diamond district and I do diamonds or whatever it was, or whatever the case was at the time, particular job that he did. So Rebbe Lopihan asked him, good, yeah, but what do you do for parnosa? So, so he says, Rabbi, I don't understand what you mean. I mean, what do for, I told you, I go to the diamond district and I cut diamonds and I sell diamonds. Well, very good, but what do you do for parnosa? I was thinking maybe the Rebbe became Alzheimer's, senile, was a problem. So he looks at him, he says, what do you think? You think I don't know what I'm talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Everything you told me is what the Eibishter does for you for Parnosa. I want to know what you do for Parnosa. You learn, you daven, okay. What do you do to earn your Parnosa? This thing, you go to the store and you cut a diamond and make a few dollars, that the Eibishter is doing for you. The Rebbe Yishim is saying, the Eitz Hadas I gave to you and I told you not to eat it. Now you're going to learn that Azich Zog. And if I tell you not to have, you won't have. You can stand on your head. It's not going to work. How many times people start businesses and it doesn't work? And he's a guarantee. The guy thought it's a guarantee. It's a definitely, it's a winner. It's a definite winner, this business. Look, he shows you and everybody needs it and he has all the schayr and it doesn't work. I'm a brain shem vilnished. The Rebbe Yishim wanted you to do something else. The Rebbe Yishim had other plans for you. The Asali called Tzarki was a different one. From above, the Rebbe Yishim saw that this is not Tzarkicha. Just like the Nemola, he works hard and he still understands. Nice and lechem lechabasas, Eibishter. You know, another guy who worked as hard as the Nemola would come home and say, listen, it's only right that I should make a hat. I work so hard, it makes sense I should make a good paycheck. Look at the Nemala. Look at the Nemala. Look at the Nemala. Now you say, Lechem Chabasar, no matter how hard the Nemala works, it understands. So the Eibishter wanted to give it Parnosa through its Amelus. But again, it's just a Hechatimtze. And how to get its Parnosa. This is the yesod of the inyan of the Eitz Hadas. We say in benching Rabbi Yisai, who know you say lechel chabasar kilelim chazdei b'chein b'chesed uberachem. What does that mean? B'chein b'chesed. Rabbi Yisai, you give b'chein zon and fries b'chein chesed b'chein. Rabbi Yisai does it b'chein chesed. The Rachamim, okay, I hear the Rachamim, Rabbi Yishim says, Rachmanis on us, okay. But what does it mean that the Eibishter gives it to us b'chein? So Pashit means he gives it to us in a way that it's respectable. Sometimes it can be a parnasa that comes through degrading means. But Rabbi Yishim is giving it to us b'chein. Through, what do they call that? Ashein parnasa instead of Amiyas parnasa, yeah? Imagine if a guy has to be a garbage man to get his pandos. It's a little bit degrading, right? Pashim gives it to us. Hey, what does the garbage man say then?
He gets the benefits.
He shouldn't say b'chein b'chesed b'rachamim. He shouldn't say b'chein b'chesed b'rachamim. What is what? I think Rabbi say it means something completely different. A person sometimes has tremendous qualities, capabilities, the power to connect with people. He comes across polished, and people like him. So that's chein and chesed and rachamim, right? He's able to he comes across with a lot of chen. So a person could think to himself, so then I'm the reason why I make good money. Oh, he makes good money. He's got a great personality. We tell the Eivishter, we understand b'chein, b'chesed, u'berachamim, who naisin lechem, that's all you. Who gave you the chein? The Rebbeinu Shalom from the farness us through the chein. B'chein, b'chesed, u'berachamim. The idea is to understand that whenever we have, yes, it seems like it's us.
But it's not us.
But it's not us. It's the Rebbeinu Shloim who's doing this. Bechein, Bechesed, Berachamim. I can tell you from my own experiences, anything I ever tried to do on my own, to be Mishtat, never ever worked out. Never. And I think I have some talent. It just never happens. It never happened that something that I put work into worked out. Every hatzlach I ever had in my life, it's something that I didn't put any effort in, and the Rebbeinu Shem sent it to me. It's just the way it is. I could talk from personal experience. The more effort we put in, doesn't mean that that's what the Eibishter wants us to have. Yet, sometimes things are given to us, and we understand the Rebbeinu Shem. Zayd is a chayin levracha. He had a very interesting custom. When people would ask him where he got, for example, his watch. I remember someone once asked him, where'd you get your watch? He said, I got it as a present. So my Baba turned around to him and said, you got it as a present? What do you mean you bought it? I remember when you bought it. What are you talking about? What do you mean you got it as a present? He says, I've rather got it as a present. The Abishta gave it to me. The Abishta gave it to me as a present. I'm not, I bought it here. That's how I got the present. It's old. He used to use the language. He used to say, I got it as a favor. That's also another nusach he used to. I got it as a favor. The Bereshim also does favors. Tuvai. Bereshim does favors. He gives us things. It's an understanding of what it means, Parnasa. Parnasa, what's given to you, it's betuvai. The Bereshim gives it to you according to the needs that you need. And a person has to accept the Ratzon Hashem in this area. You could fight it. It won't work. It's not going to work, I might say. What's allotted in life, Rabbi Yishom gives you, and that's what you'll have. I believe that there's another part of the Nisayin of Parnasa which needs to be touched on. Part of Parnasa is understanding that it's the Rebbeinu Shleim, and it's the Bezeas HaPecha Teichalechem. It's Klala. Some Chazisel, the Altav and Kelim explains, could you imagine a guy walks around saying, I enjoy my job. He says, I don't understand. How could you even use those words? You enjoy your job? Imagine a guy says, I enjoy the Klala I got. It's a tremendous Klala. It's great. It's Kabbalah. See, maybe the guy's a girl. It's tremendous. Nice. Rebbeinu Shleim, this is a real good klala. Could you imagine? What do you mean? It's a klala. There's another part to it, which I think is important to understand. One of the hardest things in Parnasa is how to view Parnasa as the Rebbeinu Shleim's giving me, and therefore, if I don't have, it's the Eibishter, as well as if others encrypt or hinge on my hatzlacha, I don't take it that they took from me and they stole from me. The Rebbeinu Shem didn't want me to have it. You know, a person goes in business after quite some time, he becomes almost a bitter person. This guy did this to me, and that guy did that to me, and this and that, and this one, and that one, and this one, and that one. The emphasis is, if you think it's all from the Eibishter, he did nothing. What did he do? Part of the Nisayin of Parnosa is to understand, Kiyim liyodcha amleyo apsucha, Kiyim liyodcha amleyo apsucha, Rabbi Yishon, you give directly from your hand? loyli de matnas boss of adam ve loyli de avosam kim liyot kham lay apsucha kdaisa. What does that mean? I would always think about it benching. We asked the Eibishter, it shouldn't be al yidei matnas. Now what does it mean? It shouldn't be a present. V'lo yodei alvosam, it shouldn't be alone. And what should it be? Earned. That's called kiyam liyotcha hamleya hapsucha kdoishav archova. You know what I think Rabbi said in Pshat is? Even the halva and even the matana, I should recognize it's kiyam liyotcha hamleya, that it comes from you. We tend to take the inyan of parnosa like he gave me parnosa. You ever notice? Oh, that's my boss. He gives me parnosa. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Lately, they matnas bus of the dumb. The lately they alvosim. I shouldn't view it that someone's giving me parnosa. Someone's lending me money. It's halst urbanish leilam kiyam liyotcha. I should recognize that it's coming directly from you. And these are just shluchim. These are shlichim that were sent to be the mediators on how I get my parnosa kiyam liyot cham leya. Hapsucha hakdoishe v'achom. It's about how I view my situation and connection with my partners, my business associates. It's liyot cham. And therefore, when they, so to speak, officially cheat me or fake me or jip me or whatever the story may be, I understand it's from the Rebbeinu Shleilom. It's the Rebbeinu Shleilom telling me no. And I'll tell you where I got this from. This understanding of this sign. You know, Avram Avinu went to fight the four malach, the kings, to save light. Vayavaya poet, Vayagid Lavromo Ivri. What's he called? He's called Avram HaIvri. Tell me something. Why is he called Ivri? Well, this is the first time in the Torah we find he's called an Ivri. So the Medrash says Ivri? Because he was from Eiver Echad. He was from one side of the world, and the rest of the world's on the other side of the world. Now why does it have to do with this story? I mean, from the day Avram was born, he was Ivri. Why in this story, and I soon will explain to you, it's a Nisayan. The Arba Malachim is considered the fifth of the Nisayanis, the test that Avraham Avinu had to go through. He's called Vayovi Apolid Vayagid Lavram Ivri. He went and he told Avraham Ivri. Why here? Why now are we discussing that he's an Ivri, that he's on one side of the world and everybody else on the other side of the world? You know, this is one of the Nisayanis, like I just told you. It's one of the lists on the list of the Nisyanis that he went to fight. What right did Avram have to go fight? You know, he went Mamish Sakonis the Fascists. He went a few people against major armies. Is a person allowed to put himself in danger to come and protect light? Chayacha Kaidman, it's a big discussion in Halacha. What right did he have to do it? And he knew he might die. Chazal bring down the Medrash says that Avram went pikuach nefesh al kiddush Hashem. He's ready to die al kiddush Hashem. What's the kiddush Hashem over here? Kiddush Hashem. Where do we find over here that this became kiddush Hashem? Why is it kiddush Hashem? So the Velt always says, it's a famous pshat, Bayar Avram kinishba ochiv. Now, L'chayra, Light wasn't Achiv. Light was his nephew. So why does the Pasuk say, Vayar Avram ki nishba Achiv? Famous question. So the truth is, Rashi in Rus says that uncle is called Achiv. An uncle is called an Ach. Like we see from Avram Avinu here, he's called Achiv. I mean, L'chayra, it's the opposite. It's Light is called Achiv. Not Avram. If it would say, Vayar Ochiv Kinish Beloit, then I got you. Okay? And then I understand. But it says, Vayar Avram Kinish Beloit. So going on Light, the nephew, not the uncle. An uncle's called Ochiv. So where do you see it in this pasuk? Unless maybe me is. If the uncle's called Ochiv, so then the nephew's called Ochiv. Maybe. Maybe. That's all that Rashi means. Others learn, like I told you, that this goes to the heart of the Nisayin and the Kiddush Hashem that's necessary. Why did they steal, kidnap Lloyd? They took him, they kidnapped him. Why did they kidnap him? Kinish ba'achiv. They saw that Avram and Lloyd looked alike. They looked like brothers. And since they looked like brothers, they wanted to use this as a propaganda, like Lahavdil, or maybe it's not even Lahavdil, but like the Al-Qaeda's today, they try to steal soul people and then make a whole propaganda movie out of it. They're beheading him and this and that, right? They wanted to use him. We got Avraham Avinu. We got Avraham Avinu. So Kinish Ba'achiv, so then it would be a Chil Hashem. Because they say they got Avraham Avinu, so it's Kiddush Hashem. He went, that's the Velt. That's Isaac the Velt. I would like to say a different Shatra Pesach. Why does it say Kinish Be'achiv, Achiv? There's a Rabbeinu Bechaye that says that this was a tremendous, difficult test for Avraham Avinu. Light got into a major fight with him. So Avraham could have been hesitant. Well, I have to go save him. Where to fight? He didn't look at the fight, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, but he looked at the Ach. Fuck my brother. Ach Batzara. So I have a brother who's in danger. So the fact that Avraham was able to overlook the personal animosity between him and Light and run after to save Light, that's Achiv. Kinish Ba'achiv, he looked at the Achva, the relation, the brotherhood, the Achim Anachnu. And he didn't look, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the Riv. He didn't pay attention to the animosity between them. I believe that that's the pshat by Yovi Lavroma Ivri. Why would the Palid Oig think that Avraham would put himself, he thought Avraham, he had a havami that Avraham would run after to save Loi. Well, it's a crazy war. It's got to be suicide. And the answer is Avroma Ivri. The Oig, the Palit, understood who Avraham was. Avraham was an Ivri. What's an Ivri? You know, the Rambam writes about being Meichel, forgiving. The Rambam says that a Yid shouldn't be an Achzer. When someone comes to ask him a chila, he should be Meichel him. He should be Meichel him. And he shouldn't be like the Goyim Arele Halev. Arele Halev, that they have this tumah in them. They're heavy. Their hearts are stone. Aleili aleik. That evrasim la'ad. That when they get angry, it's forever. You can't. And yinuzak damin to them. You can't soften them up. They're angry. They're angry forever. Anger stays forever. So this is a midah that Avraham, as an ivri, had, which nobody else in the world had. It was crazy. In the world, it was a crazy thing to go save Light. You know why? I mean, he's my enemy. I'll go say, Lloyd, he's going to fight me. You want me to go to his wedding? You want me to go? You don't know where we're fighting? By Eden, there's no such nakuda. The idea of paying attention to the Riv and ignoring the Achva is a Gaish thing. Ayid doesn't have that. Vayavi apolit, vayaged lavram ha ivri. Avraham was, see, that's what made him understand that he would run to save Light. Why? Yishma Avraham Kinish Ba'achid. It's a special maila that Avraham Avinu had that he was able to. And I believe that just like the Nisyonis is Avraham Avinu Nisnase. The Lashon of the Mishnah is what? Asar Nisyonis Nisnase Avraham Avinu. Say the Mefarshim, why does it say Avraham Avinu? Avraham. And the answer is because in these Nisyonis Avinu, he became our father and he installed in us the DNA, so to speak, the koiches, to be able to pass these Nisyonis. So part of the Nisyon of the Arba Melachim, according to Rabbeinu Bechaya's pshat, was he installed in us the ability to look at the Achva and to forget the Riv, the fact that we're fighting. I've told you that my Zayde Zecheinu Levracha had someone by him in the shul who was Yad Yamina. He was mamish kosher and davuk to the Rebbe of my Zayde all the years. He was a very big, beautiful Baal Tefillah. Originally, he wasn't part of the Kehillah of Maizeda, nor did he have much to do with Maizeda. But there was an incident that occurred, and that made him become a complete, as they use today the word, a chassid from my grandfather, the biggest chassid, to the point that his son got up by his levaya of this person, this Balfila, and said that my father always said that he believed b'muna shleima, Rav Alkin, my Zayd is a chayin of racha, Rav Alkin would definitely bring Mashiach. With his Abbas Yisrael, with his Midas Toivus, he would definitely be poyel in his lifetime to bring Mashiach. That's what this person said in Haracha, in his praise of my Zayd is a chayin of racha. Now, what was the connection? He had a restaurant, rather a very famous restaurant. I'm not going to say the name here now, but he was a famous restaurant that everybody ate there. Maizeda was the Rav, the Rav Amashim. Business went down, so he tried to figure out why, and he decided that it has to do with Ashgacha, that people are starting to think that Ashgacha is not on par, and that's what's causing it. And when it had nothing to do with that, maybe he wasn't serving, maybe he was cutting corners on the salami, I don't know. I don't know what the problem was, all right? But it was going down. He comes to the Zayd and he blamed my grandfather for the Hashgacha. He said it's Hashgacha's fault that the customer services, the customer clientele is going down. He was very nasty to the Zayd, very nasty. He spoke very harshly. Zayda was very shocked, he was very surprised, and he quit. Zayda said, I can't be in this Hashgacha, and he quit. Years later, this person was sitting Shiva for a member of his family. My father comes into the house, and Zayda tells him, we have a Nichum Avelim to go to today. Make preparations to go to Nichum Avelim. My father said, who? I said, so and so. That Yid, who years before embarrassed my Zaydan, and he was maliv him, and he heard him. So my father says, what? You could go to his Nichum Avelim? What are you? You got to be kidding me. You forgot what he did to you? And my Zaydan responded, and when I saw the Rabbeinu Bechaya, it just word for word echoed the response of my Zaydan. My Zaydan said, there's such a thing called Achim Betzara, when a brother is in distress, in a bad situation. You have to learn that fighting and issues is not the time to make a cheshbon when there's an Ach Betzara. Sitting Shiva, the fight will... We don't pay attention to the fight. It's mamash what Rabbeinu Bechaya said was the Kayacham of Rom Avinu. And so, my grandfather went to Menachem Mogel, this person. He was surprised to see my Zayda walk through the door. And my Zayda sat with him, and he was mechazik in Kedarka. He was warm and everything. Kedarka, like my Zayda, he had this beautiful, warm touch to himself. And my Zayda would be mechazik and ma'oided the person. And he was so moved by it that he made up that from here on in, he's going to be attached to the, my grandfather, believe in Nefesh. And so it was. This is the kaiches of Avram Avinu that Avram instilled in the son of Arba Malachim. Achva and not Riv. Achva, and we ignore the Riv. There's a time and a place where my Achva, it needs me. My brother needs me. And when my brother needs me, I don't. Now in business, Rabbeisai, there's plenty Riv. Plenty. Riv is part of the ingrain of business world. Right? They say it's a dog-eat-dog world. Yeah, that's what it is. The business world is rough. We have to learn that it's the Rebbeinu Shleilam who's ruling the world. And my parnosa is the Rebbeinu Shleilam has given me. And if there's somebody who takes from me, it's because the Eibishter wanted him to take from me. And then parnosa is meant to be left in the business. When you come home or you come to the shul, you have to be able to bury, so to speak, the riv and look at the achva. To bury the riv and to look at the achva. Where did Avram get this kayach from? Where did Avram see this from? You know, it's interesting. Avram tells Lot he parid nami olai. He parid nami olai. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? Did he do the right thing? We find that the Rabbeinu Shalom calls my Lot was by him. Rabbeinu Shalom says, I am not coming to you. There was no Gilui Shechina to Avram. Kozman Lot was there. The minute Lot leaves, the Rebbeinu Shalom comes to Avram Avinu. So Avram should learn from this a lot. They did the right thing. So they all asked the question, but he was sending Lot away. And the answer, of course, is sometimes pirud is good. Sometimes separation, to separate yourself, is shalom. That's the way to make peace. You see, it's not working, it's not a healthy relationship, it's the ruchnius is being compromised, let it go. Okay. So, we are to learn from this to say goodbye, right? Mm-hmm. The Medrash says clearly that the Rebbeinu Shem had a tain on Avram Avinu. Bakaylatom is dabik. You attach yourself to anything and everybody. The biggest lowlives are members of your household, come to eat by you and stay by you, and you connect with them. Ubachicha, unlike your relative, him you don't keep in contact with, him you're not attached to. Wait a second. There's a contradiction here in the Chazal Rav Pesach. On one hand, he parted nami alai, and it's a good thing. And the Rebbeinu Shem didn't come to him till now. And on the other hand, the Rebbeinu Shem said, I have a tain on you. What's the pshat? Which one is it? Was it the right thing to do, or was it the wrong thing to do to send Lot off? I think the Pshat Rabbi says us the following. There's a time and a place where it's Iparit Nom Yom. Yes, Lot was supposed to leave Avram's, but you still could have been in contact with him. In today's text, I just send him a text. Send them a text. In today's modern terminology and technology, send them a text. Why did you completely disconnect from him? That's where the time is. Avadi parinam yolai. But every now and then, could have sent him a get well, a shalom aleich, a good year card. Could have kept up with him. Pakeilatom is that big. Everybody say this is a textbook on how Eden live together. There's a time and a place where I can't be with that person. Where I'm in business, I can't be in business with that person. What is piparid? He parid na. You notice the word na. You notice how Avram speaks? He parid na. Please. You ever see someone or two partners when they break up, did you ever see the word please? That's not the terminology we find. If we have to split up, it's usually very, very nasty language. Yiparet na mi'alai. And what does he say to him? Ima yamin ve'yamina. Ima smil ve'smila. Rashi, the Rishonim, say, I won't be far. I'll be close in case you need me. You hear? I'll be close in case you need me. And there's a point in Chazal that he should have kept a little more connection with him. Something a little more. Now the Arba Malachim come. Yeah. So he's ready to jump into the fire to save Lot. Gave him his word. I won't be too far away. Yeah. This is what we call loyalty. Family. Family. Achva. Yeah. Achva, loyalty, family, a word, I gave you my word. And I always think to myself, where is he located in the story of the Arba Malachim? V'hu Yoishev, Be'Eloinei Mamre. He was sitting in Eloinei Mamre. Why is it important for us to know about Eloinei Mamre, you know? You ever think about it? Why do I have to know where Avram was when he went to the Malachim to fight the kings? So some say he took them with him. V'heim Bali Bris, you know the Lashon of the Pasuk is V'heim Bali Bris Avram. So he took them with him.
Shomrei Kelim.
So they're Bali Bris, which means they went because they promised a treaty. There was a treaty between them. I was thinking of a different akuda also. Avram had loyalty. V'heim Bali Bris Avram. A word is a word. Bali Bris, I made up with you Bris. Light, he made a Bris with light. Didn't he make a treaty with light that in case light ever needs him, he'll be there for light? Pasuk is telling us Ivri. Where is Avram? You know, if you think about it, Avram could have lived anywhere. He was the king of the world. You know, Avram was considered... You ever notice where people live when they're very... their status is high? A lot of people are going to live in the capital. They live in Manhattan. They live... Avram is not living in Manhattan. Where is he living? He's living... The whole world is on one side. He's somewhere else up from. And where is he? He's living Beiloni Mamre. And what's he learning? Hey, Bali Bris Avram. Lashna Pasik. Right? Vahu Sheikhin. Vayove Vayagil Avram Ivri. Vahu Sheikhin Beiloni Mamre. Hey, Bali Bris Avram. Avram, he connects with Bali Bris, the people he has a treaty with. Loyalty. And because of that, Vayishma Avram Kinesh, he had loyalty. Vayorak is Chanicha of Yulidi Beisai. Loyalty. Family. Promise. And this, Rabbi, is a tremendous lesson. In business, there's loyalty also. You go into partnership with somebody. Are you loyal? Are you Bali Bris? Did you make up a treaty with the guy? You have to jump into the fire to protect your Baal Bris, the person who you have loyalty, the person who you promised. Today, the middle of the... How many times we find people go into partnership with people, and then they come, I have to break up, it's not good for me anymore. Who said it has to be good for you? Did I miss something? The word partnership means it has to be good for you? Partnership means that you promise that you'll be good for the other guy. Isn't that what a partnership is? How many times people go into a marriage? And then they come and they say, we got to split up. Why? It's not good for me anymore. I thought the vows were not that it should be good for you. I never heard anybody say, I'll be there through my health and my sickness. My right? It's the other person's health and the other person's... The partnership is a Kabbalah to be there for the other guy, not to be there because mine's good for you. That's Vehein Bali Bris Avram. When you go into Parnasa Rabbeisai, understanding what it means that the Eibishter, and what a word is a word, and Ach Viz Ach for Rabbeisai, you know, there's a Gemara, the Gemara says that people came to David HaMelech every day, and they asked him the question, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. Klal Yisrael needs Parnasa. What did he answer David? Lechu Parnasu zeh mizeh. Make Parnasa one from the other. So they said, it's not enough. Why? We need more. Okay, so miyad, they would go out to go to war to collect more money to bring into Eretz Yisrael more money. What's the pshat? Every day they ask the same question and every day they get the same answer. At what point do they say, David, don't you have any new ideas? Can't you come up? Could you imagine the commerce, the head of commerce of the government comes up every day with the same idea? We don't have money in the economy. So why don't you just go out and do business? Yeah, we got that. That's push. I don't need your information, right? So I always say the pshat is, David's not telling you technically good advice. David's explaining what is parnosa. Parnosa is meant zoomy zoom. Parnasa was meant to connect in Klal Yisrael. It's a way of connecting. You need, and he has what to sell. You need, he has what to sell. So the Rebbeinu Shem connects Klal Yisrael like that. That's called Chelkoi. Chelkoi. Parnasa isn't just the money. Parnasa is Rebbeinu Shem knows where you have to be and who you have to connect with. The same way when a person's a partner in marriage, it's a ben zivuk. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows. Yeah? So too in Parnasa. Bashem knows who you're supposed to be connected with. He knows who, because there's a Kesher, Doiris, before us. Who knows what the Inyanim are that these two people must be together. Now I understand it, Chazal. Chazal say that Krasha, Zivug, Lezavkum, Kikriyas Yamsuf. You know what else Chazal say? Mezainis. Kasha, the Mezainis, is Kikriyas Yam. Interesting. The same thing, the Zivug. And the Kriyas Yamsuf is and the Parnasa. What's the connection? You know, Kriyas Yamsuf is splitting what was meant to be together. Zivuk, Lazavkum, what was meant to be together. It's like Kriyas Yamsuf. Parnasa, same thing. Where and how and who you get your Parnasa from is like Zivuk, like Kriyas Yamsuf. It's a connection. Zumi zu. The Rabbi Yishon puts the people together who have to connect for whatever reasons. It's a partnership made in heaven. And that becomes Rabbi Isai, the idea of understanding Noisein Lechem L'chol Bosor. Noisein Lechem L'chol Bosor. I was thinking something interesting. You know the Namala, Rabbi Isai, is the quintessential example of Parnosa. Oyge Bakayitz Lachma. You know, they don't take for themselves. It's a colony. I don't know if you know. Ants are a colony. It's not one ant who brings for himself. There's a whole... The group. I was thinking, it's an interesting observation. I was thinking over Shabbos, this Yisayit. Lechem l'mala atzel noisei lechem l'chol basar. If you notice, what does it say? L'chol basar. When he feeds one, it's not feeding one. He's feeding the kol basar. It has a united structure. How it intermingles and becomes the feeding of the entire people. Parnos has a system to it. And just like the Namala, it's a colony. And they come together to bring for the group. That becomes the aside of Parnosa. If a person's out for me and not for the Parnosa of Klal Yisrael, the Parnosa of the Tzibur, it's not about us, it's about me, then you miss the idea of L'chu Parnosu Zumizu. This becomes the Nisayin of Parnosa because the person Shlo Yahar, he has to be able to be focused on what the Eibishter wants in him. And Avram knew that this is what the Eibishter wants from him. He wants Vahiro Boritz in order he should go down to Mitzrayim for whatever the reason. There's big reasons in why Avram had to go down to Mitzrayim. There was an important idea of Avram going to Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yishon is Misavev, the Parnosa Fakir, he's giving him Parnosa. And not the reverse, that he's taking away the Parnosa. This is the Nisayin of Vahiro Boritz.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.